This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, under normal circumstances, if the Muslims were in a healthy state of Islam, this would not have affected us. But the reality was, the Abbasid Khalifa was in a state of weakness. The strongest groups in our Ummah were the Seljuks, Buwayhids, small principalities. We lost control of the Mediterranean basin. And so they burst out with a false premise. They said, we are saving the cross of Christ, just like weapons of mass destruction. But there were no weapons of mass destruction today. And in that time, there was no true cross of Christ that was lost. But they came out, their real reason was economic and political. It was not religious. But they used religion as an excuse. And by 1099, they had come into our lands, desecrated our shores, and controlled five principalities along the coastline of the Middle East. In 1099, wal-iyadu billah, they reached Jerusalem al-Quds, and they laid siege to the city. They came inside, and the reporters tell us that inside the complex, by the walls, they had killed over 10,000 Muslims until their horses were knee-deep in blood. These are the followers of Jesus Christ. This is the man who turned his cheek. This is the man who came in peace. No, an evil spirit came over them, as it is coming over them today. A secret organization with another intention. And they called it in those days the Knights Templar. The Knights Templar. They learned from us fighting skills. They learned from the Ismaili people amongst our nation. Secret orders. Secret numbers, secret systems of going from one stage to another stage in secrecy. And so, they continued their crusade, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised up in this ummah those who would stand. Remember these names. Imaduddin Zengi, rahimahullah, from Mosul in Iraq. He took a stand and drove back the crusaders, and captured Edessa, established it, and then he was assassinated, rahimahullah. Then came his son, Nuruddin Zengi, rahimahullah. Never forget those names. Teach them to your children. These are some of the great leaders and heroes of Islam, who stood in the face of the next crusade that came, and held them to their ground. And then rose up from amongst them Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi rahimahullah. Never forget those names, but teach it to our children in the true way, with the true understanding of who he was.